Welcome to the Brawl Show Podcast with Sam and Bram, a regular couple of bozos. Bulldozer!
Hello and welcome to the Brawl Show, your podcast for everything Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Provo Bandit.
Hello, I'm New Barbie.
Also known as Sam.
And Bram.
And today, we're going over something really weird. So, if you didn't know, Brawl Stars is in China. And also, if you didn't know, China Brawl Stars and normal Brawl Stars are very, very different.
Yes.
And recently, China Brawl Stars made one of the weirdest slash maybe best question mark Brawl Stars updates. It's super weird, super interesting. So this episode is going to be all about it, whether Brawl Stars should be doing what China is doing. So let's get into it. Okay, so before we get into it, New Barmy, you have something to say?
Yeah, I'm sick, so if you hear me talking weird or sneezing or coughing, it's because I'm sick. Okay, now we got that out of the way.
And then, also, we're gonna have a Q&A episode down the road, so I haven't gone on Discord recently, but I'm gonna make a channel on Discord for anyone to ask questions, so you guys can join the Discord to ask questions. You can also, on Spotify, there's a way to, like, under the episode, there's a way to ask a question. You can ask a question there.
Or you
can leave a review. Again, we'll only reply to it if it's, like, a 4 or 5 star review. Because we're not going to respond to, like, toxic hate. But
yeah.
Other than that, just leave a question. Let's actually get into the episode now. So, first off, let's give a little background. I guess there's actually not that much background needed. Basically, kind of what we explained in the intro, because China's strict laws, the version in Brawl Stars is different. It has, like, the same gameplay, mostly, but the things surrounding the gameplay are different. Or at least this update makes it different. Yeah. They're developed by a different team, a different Supercell, so they are allowed to do whatever they want. They don't have to talk to the original Brawl Stars team.
Which is cool.
And in a recent Time to Explain podcast, the Finland developers said that if something in China, in the China version, if something interesting in the China version happens, they might add it in the global version. So that's why this is kind of important. Because whatever's happening in the China version might come.
Possibly will come
to our version. So, New Barmy.
So either you love this or you hate it.
So, we'll go over. This update happened a while ago, too. This was like 2 or 3 weeks ago for China, but we're still going over it because it's kind of important. So, first off, they added 2 skins. They added Space Spike. I don't know exactly what they called it. It's all in Mandarin, but I'm going to call it Space Spike. It kind of looks like Lunar Sprout, but Spike.
Yeah.
So, New Barmy, what do you think of this skin?
I think it's cool. I guess
visualize it. It kind of looks like the Among Us things, like the Among Us crewmates.
Oh, God.
But it's, like, white, and you can kind of see Spike's face through the mask.
Yeah, which I think is cool. It's just, like, a stereotypical astronaut.
So, do you think that they should add this to the global game?
I mean, sure. It's not a bad skin.
I think it's not that good. I think it's okay.
I would have said, if I loved it, I would have said, oh, yeah, this is really good.
But it's okay.
It's not the best.
Yeah. And then the second skin they added is, again, I'm making up this name, Robot Mortis.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of looks like Mecha Mortis, but except he's, like, all silver.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like Janet, too. I don't know.
Like, he's, like, all silver. And, like, what does he attack with? Does he have, like, a big sword or something?
Yeah, yeah. It looks like it.
So, New Barmy, do you think they should add this skin?
Yeah. But it looks too... I think they should, but just, like, underwhelm it a bit, because it looks super overwhelming when I looked at it first. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like, some people didn't even know it was a Mortis.
Yeah, I honestly thought it was Janet first. I'm like, is that Janet?
Yeah. So I think they could add this. The only problem for me is that they already have a Mecha Mortis skin. So adding another Robot Mortis skin, I think doesn't fit. So I think that's why they won't add it.
Okay.
So those are the two skins. Overall, I don't think they're going to add the two skins. So, again, I'm just going to remind you, there are some big updates, like, to gameplay they did in this update. Yeah. We'll talk about that last. The next thing we will talk about, though, is another cosmetic thing they did, is that they added Halo and Wings.
Yeah.
So, basically, how this worked is that...
They added the Halo Chief guys.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about. Okay,
whatever.
So basically what it is that you can get halos and wings from the game. And what you can apply it to brawlers. They can apply to any brawler. It can be added to any brawler. It's like a little halo that floats above the person. And it seems like they're not hard to get. They're just another thing you can kind of add on top of any brawler you want. So Noob Army, what do you think about this?
I think it's cool. It's cosmetic. You can show off. It's cool. Just another cosmetic. That's all it is.
Yeah, but this is really unique. What do you think about the idea of a cosmetic that you can add to any brawler? What do you think about that idea in general?
I think that's cool. Just on some brawlers, it looks kind of cursed, though.
Okay. Instead of, like, a halo or wings, what, like, any cosmetic would you want to have, like, that could apply to any or a lot of brawlers?
Like sparkles, like gold sparkles, or like something whenever you walk, or whenever you kill someone, or whenever you, or like, it'll have like a special voice line, like, you got killed by, like, oh yeah, you got killed by Noob Army, you got killed by Prova Binge or something.
Okay. So, I guess I kind of agree with Noob Army. The idea is cool of, like, a cosmetic that you can add to any brawler. But I think
also
I think the Halo... No, the Halo and Wings, I just don't think it doesn't look that cool. At least for a global audience, we're American. For an American audience, it doesn't seem that interesting. So, now let's get to the blast in... Kind of obviously the biggest update.
Okay.
That China Brawl Stars did. Yeah. New Barbie, do you want to kind of describe it?
Sure. Wait, what was it?
The 3D chat room.
Oh, yeah,
Okay.
So it's basically Roblox. It's
okay.
Life is Roblox.
In what way is it Roblox? For people who don't know what Roblox is, or like when you like.
Roblox is 3D.
You don't explain Roblox. Explain what they did.
Okay, so. It's you can interact with like a club.
Do you want me to kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so.
So I'll explain it. It's a 3D chat room. So you can team invites with other players. You can get a chat room invite. I'm gonna call it chat room. There's probably a different name, but I'm just gonna call it chat room. So you get a chat room invite, and once you get into this, it's different. So you walk in as the brawler you selected. But there's no fighting. It's just a place where you can walk around.
Chill.
Walk around and talk with other people there. So it's not for trophies. It's not a game mode. It's just a random place where you walk around as a brawler and talk with other people.
Which I think this could go wrong. If they're like toxic, like thumbs down.
Well.
It'd just be really weird.
So this is a problem you have with this?
No, I think it's just goofy. That's all.
I think this is really interesting. I think this could be a fun little thing they could add. Like, just a place where you can walk around and talk with people. Of course, maybe that can get bad. Like, I think definitely Supercell should have a team devoted to, like, reports.
Yeah. I think and that would work stuff, for, like, Club League. No, not Club League. They don't have Club League. Like, Power League. Yeah. They just work on reports in general.
They should have a team that's just devoted to going through reports. I know it's not a fun job, but it's an important job that I feel like the game needs. And maybe they already have this, but I think with this 3D chat room, again, this is only the China version, but if they added this, they should definitely have a report team. But as long as they have a report team, I could definitely see this coming to Brawl Stars. It wouldn't be a main feature, I think. like, you would have to kind of, like, maybe, like, go in settings to find it.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not a big thing they would be focusing on. But
or
I think this...
Maybe go in settings to turn it on. Or maybe yeah. it'd be, like, by friends or something.
Yeah. So as long as... I could definitely see this coming to global. As long as they don't market it as the big update, as, like, this is the one thing they did. Like, I could see them this just being, oh, like, towards the end of Brawl Talk. Oh, and by the way, we added to it 3D chat room, kind of like in China. And I think, overall, as long as the report system works well, this would be fine. This would be good. This is another way to interact with people in the game.
Yeah.
So, cool. This episode is kind of short. Short and sweet, talking about what China did. Any final thoughts you have, Noob Army? About this, yeah, about the China version.
China update is cool.
That's your final opinion?
Yeah, I guess it's okay. I mean, I wouldn't really... If I made my own update and they'd have three options and this was one option, I'd probably not choose this.
You wouldn't want to do this update. You would rather have something else.
If I had other options, like, oh yeah, like a bunch of new cosmetics or new progression, I'd probably do something else.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. It's definitely not the best update, but it's, like, very interesting to think about. I think we're specifically talking about the 3D chat room. It's definitely interesting. Yeah, we'll go with that. So thanks for listening, and for a treat for listening all the way to the end, there will be a special episode on Halloween. Probably another one of the best episodes we've probably ever made. So,
please stay tuned.
Yeah. Just wait for Halloween, October 31st, and we'll have an awesome episode. And with that, Bull, take it away.
You've been enjoying the best Brawl Stars podcast ever. No cap. The Brawl Show podcast is over. Now go home.